This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm not ready to just wave the white flag on every game that Curry doesn't play. Let's find out what the length of absence is. And then B, let's strategize with what we have and let's try to throw the kitchen sink at Minnesota. That doesn't mean play Jimmy 45 minutes and Draymond 45 minutes, but I think that the collective, like Guy Santos got a little burn. Quinn Post got a little burn in this one. Moody got a little burn. All three of those guys can do more. I do. I don't even think they played close to what they can give you. Maybe one of them has a good game. Pajemski, we know, has it in him to play better. And I thought he had a solid game, but he could play much, much better. We know Jimmy can be a force and can score, but I also think his floor game can stay about the same in terms of setting up others. I don't know if Draymond's shooting can stay there, but him staying under control and defensively, that can be bottled up for the next game. And then Jonathan Kuminga, I think one of the biggest things coming out of this game is that you got some positive stuff from Jonathan Kuminga that he can build on. We all know he's got potential. Now, I'm not here to say he's going to score 25 next game, but if he scored 15 or 16 in the next one.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think we're going to be right there. We're going to be right where we need to be. GP2, we know at times he can be a positive contributor. We know Kevon Looney can play in this series and will play in this series and is going to be a big factor. Don't sleep on that coach and this team to kind of find a way to be in a game in game two. I'm not sleeping on them.
It's going to be very difficult because we watched this team without Stephen Curry in the Jimmy Butler era, and it was rough offensively. It was a rough watch. I just remember those first two games of that road trip, that huge road trip where they lost to Atlanta and Miami, not exactly world beaters of teams, and it was bad.
The focus of a Jimmy, Kerr, and Butler in an Atlanta, Miami like vacation at the end of the season versus where they are now.
That was a big Miami game, and it was a stinker. I'm just telling you, from what we've seen without Stephen Curry,
we're not comparing the regular season trip. And yeah, it's going to be hard
for
the regular season. This is life or death.
Correct. That's why it's going to be harder, is what I'm saying, without Stephen Curry in the playoffs.
Yeah, but their focus level will be cranked
up. Sure, I don't care how focused they are. You got to score. Like, you can have as much focus as you want. You're going to be without one of the greatest, if not the greatest shooter in the history of the sport. You're going to miss him. Like, I'm not saying,
of
like...
Of course you are.
Yes, exactly. But I'm just not going to sit here and act like it's going to be a cakewalk and we're going to walk through
who
the...
Who said that?
No, but I'm not trying to be a wet blanket here, but it's going to be very difficult to stay in this series without Stephen Curry. It's going to be very difficult to do that. Not saying it's impossible. It's going to have to come down to one guy, and you mentioned all those other plays. Great.
Uh-huh.
Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler is going to have to be...
This is why you got him.
This is why you got him. He has to be the guy going forward, because you know what? Jimmy missed a game last series, basically missed two games, and Stephen Curry had to be that guy. And they won one without Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephen Curry was that dude.
And I've seen this organization with different versions win games without Steph as well in the playoffs. I referenced the Ian Clark game. He slipped on the floor in Houston. Now, again, it was a first-round matchup. I watched him when Steph, I believe, came off the bench and didn't play to start the Blazers series in the second round many years ago. Like, they've done it at times. They've withstood certain injuries for a game or two or three, right? He's got to come back at some point. I'm not saying they win every game. I'm saying if he's out three, they'll win one. That's how confident I am in this team.
Let's go to Aubrey in Vallejo, 888-957-9570. Again, it's the same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. What are your emotions this morning, Dub Nation? You get the win, but potentially lose Steph Curry. Aubrey, good morning. What you got, man?
Good morning. So I'm feeling pretty good about this, right? I do hope that Curry's okay.
Okay. And?
And I'm kind of amazed how the defense showed up last night, how everybody all came together and stepped up to the plate, especially Spencer, Butler, as well as Draymond.
All right. No, I'd say defensively coming out of that game, and thank you, Aubrey and Vallejo. Defensively coming out of that game, I feel pretty good if I'm the Golden State.
Aubrey was very efficient with that call.
Yeah, he was. He was Pat Spencer, right?
He was so efficient.
He was very efficient. He was getting in and getting out. And there was an awkward pause there.
Reverse Ant Edwards.
It's okay. Anthony Edwards, by the way. God, that guy was searching early in that game. And a credit to the Warriors defense, as he was doing right there. But again, am I going to expect 88 points from Minnesota going forward? No, I think you could do two things coming out of that game. Two things could be equally true. I said it earlier. Credit the Warriors and their defense, but also Minnesota. I don't think, they had their best offensive game plan or whatever the game plan was. They just couldn't execute it. But again, I'm not going to feel sorry about them taking horrible shots. That's on them, not on us. Continue to do that and put them in situations where they have to claw from behind. And getting out to a hot start would be great again coming into this game, too. That would be massive. Just keep it close. Keep it close in this next game. That's all I'm asking. Keep it close.
I think Minnesota's got a lot to adjust to. And obviously they're going to... They're going to have a completely different strategy without Steph Curry out there. And him being unavailable mid-game absolutely had to factor in to whatever their strategy was that had to be aborted, right?
Right.
But there's no doubt about it. And they will make adjustments. I actually really like Chris Finch as a coach. But I'm looking at this team and I'm like, I don't know, man. I think I overrated them coming in. It doesn't mean it's going to be some cakewalk. I don't view them on defense the same way I viewed Houston, and I don't view them offensively as this juggernaut that we can't stymie without Steph Curry on the floor.
Speaking of stymie, when you say that, I was thinking of Steiny because obviously Chris Finch is his boy. He likes to talk about ad nauseum. I did send Steiny a text message saying, hey, does your boy Finchie know that it's 2025 and you could practice three-point shooting? It's, just letting you know.
I hope you know the coach doesn't attempt the shots.
Well, he tells them to practice. I said practice. Does he know that you can practice
Shaq would hit
shooting?
Every free throw in practice, and then game time would come, and he was a 55% free throw shooter.
It was a joke, Joe.
That team can't shoot.
Okay, sure.
Can they not?
You know who can? Nick and Berkeley. He wants to join in the conversation. Nick, good morning. How are you feeling about that win, man?
Hey, man, that's a solid win right there. And you know what? I'm going to say it again. Like I said on Friday, bow down and kiss Steve Kerr's rings, you know what I'm saying? Because he's out coaching all these cats, man. The fact of the matter is both Houston and, even though they were young, both the Warriors and Houston were gassed into that game, man. It's a game seven. They put everything on the line. But they ran out of plays. Houston ran out of plays, and we didn't run out of plays. because Kerr got plays for the regular season and each round of the playoffs. This man, he's a disciple of Phil Jackson and Popovich, man. Castaneda, and he got gold medals. Like, what part of this stuff don't people understand? Criticizing Steve Kerr, are you people crazy? Who else would you rather have coaching the team? You know what I'm saying? And that cat Spencer, he's back to the future. I was thinking he's a throwback, but he can popped out of a time capsule from the future and came back with the handlebar mustache going retro and jumping out of the gym. Man, the cat cracked me up.
You like that, Nick? You did that. I don't know if you did that intentionally, Nick, at Berkeley. Cat Spencer?
Bro.
I love that.
Dude.
That's what we're calling him.
Someone just sent me a Pat Spencer. It's a Photoshop. It's Kareem doing the skyhook with Pat Spencer's face on it. Like, everybody in the Bay Area is waking up with Pat Spencer-itis.
Why shouldn't you? Hey, again, Pat Spencer. He was backing down yesterday. He stays ready.
Man, I love the work, so that's easy. You know, I think the best part for me is I'm wired a little bit differently. I'm going to compete every time I step on the floor, so I'm not scared of anybody across the lines, and the work is the work, man. I put in the work all year in and year out, so excited to get the opportunity. Unfortunately, it had to be Steph going down to get it, and like I said, get him back ASAP. I think we can make a run here.
A working man's man, if you will, Joe Shasky.
He did all that in Carhartt jeans.
He did,
right? Like overalls or something.
Oh, man.
God, I love that guy so much.
He's going to take over for Drew Brees and Brett Favre for Wrangler, I think. Real comfortable jeans. There you go. Remember those all the time? It was those two guys.
Dude, Nick and Berkeley said he was from the past, even though it's back to the future.
He called him Cat Spencer. That's all I know.
But I was nodding in agreement. Like, he was cooking.
Let's go to Mike in San Leandro, has been holding on tight. Mike, good morning. How are we feeling about that Warriors win last night?
We're going to put the sink up. We don't have to put the sink through. Hello?
Mike, you there? What was that sink?
Are you a plumber?
Yeah, sorry,
what are you
I'm
doing?
I'm sorry. Okay.
Are you a contractor?
Work, but I'm sorry. Yes, I'm a plumbing contractor.
Okay, nice. Shouts out to you, man.
Yeah. I was my whole family.
Yeah, I was actually talking to my guys, and I heard you guys come on.
Hey, tell your guys I know a P-trap better than anyone.
Exactly. I was like explaining to the crew going over things. But two things. I just want to say two things. The first thing is that Houston Rockets team, that was some of the grimiest plan. And I think that was a good tune-up for the Warriors. That was a good. So I think that's why they're doing good now. I said if we can get past them with the griminess that they did, I think that we're going to be all right. And then yesterday they showed after the game that they will do pretty good, I believe. If Steph Curry, at the worst case scenario, if they got to carry us a couple of games just until he get a little bit better at the worst case scenario.
Totally.
Hopefully you guys agree with that.
I do.
So the second, but not, I love Pat Spencer's energy. That dude is funny to watch. I remember when I seen him for the first time playing at the California Classic. When I seen him for the first time, I said, man, this guy, he got a lot of energy. He got enough energy to give to some, give some away. I like his energy and his hustle, and that's all I pretty much want to say.
You guys have a good one. Great call.
I watched him at the California Classic.
Oh,
I was
you
at
did?
The same game. Yeah, me, Dr. Ravpandia, Bonte, Guru. We were courtside, we were just chilling. I was wearing flip-flops. They were making fun of me. I didn't think I was going courtside.
Guy Santos, Pat Spencer, guys like that. GP2, I think, as well. There are certain guys that out-hustle and out-work people on the floor, and you just appreciate their game, right? And, like, there's something about guys like that.
And they have to. They know that for them to be on the court, they have to do that.
There's no doubt. Yeah. But the thing about Pat Spencer that I love is he sneakily can get to his spots on the floor and get a shot off.
Why's it got to be sneakily?
Because I think that people, they see a white guy coming off
Thank
the bench,
I just
who's 28 years
it.
Old, who's a rookie who played lacrosse,
Gym
and
rat.
They're like, who is this guy with this goofy mustache, right?
Yeah.
And like, look, there was an element before he became all-time guy. You're like, Ginobili, are you kidding me?
Money.
Or it just didn't look right. And you were like, he's unorthodox, he's goofy, he's try-hard guy. And then, now, I'm not saying that's, Ginobili's a first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the greatest international players of all time. A legend.
Might be the greatest six man ever.
A legend, even though he closed every game. A legend five times.
You know what I mean, though.
I hear you. But there's something about, like, we underestimate it. And, like, Larry Bird's talked about it. You're going to put the white guy on me? Like, we do that in this sport.
Larry was harder on the white guys all the time. Like, I think of Bomani Jones tweet. He's like, yeah, dude, I don't even know. I don't even think he gave Dirk credit until he won the title in 2011. Hey, it's funny. I was thinking about, you know, the famous clip. This one, we got it, like, you know, they got KD, but we got Jaden McDaniels. Hey, they got Anthony Edwards. We got Pat Spencer. Am I right?
That's how I feel this morning.
There you go.
But you know they got KD, but we got Jaden McDaniels.
Look, Jaden McDaniels was actually really good in this game.
He was.
But defensively, what I noticed from him versus Amen Thompson, Amen's not a, he doesn't have to leap to defend.
He's
right?
Strong.
Yeah, he's so strong.
So strong.
But the discipline of not jumping to defend is, some guys do it, some guys don't. And Carter will know what I'm talking about. Big time hooper over there, Carter, right, as I'm looking through the glass.
Both he and I can touch the rim.
Jaden McDaniels, he gets caught up in the misdirection. And so he loves to leap out, and he's jumping as a defender. He's a different kind of defender. Buddy Hield had him in like the Crucible. Buddy Hield.
Great movie.
So I think Buddy's offense, though maybe not as prolific, I do think he will have a sustained impact on offense. He got, even though he started off 0-8 to start the game, he got a lot of great looks. He's going to keep getting great looks. Pod's got great looks. Kuminga got good looks.
Pod's going to need to hit. Like, that's the guy without Steph. Like, that's going to be in the starting lineup getting open shots still. Brandon Pajemski going forward, he's going to need to find that 3-point stroke. He's going to need to find that scoring. Absolutely. Let's go out to Oscar and Martinez. He wants to talk about Pat Spencer. Oscar, good morning.
Yo, good morning, fellas.
What's up, dog?
How's it going?
It's going great. It's beautiful out in the Bay. Warriors are up 1-0.
Woo!
Nothing to complain about except a quarterly, monthly meeting coming up in a couple hours, but we'll get to that.
Oh, yeah, big time. I just want to call here and say, as an OG Pat Spencer fan, I've been just loving this guy since like week one of the season. It's really nice to see him finally get his flowers after all this time. I feel it in my heart. Such a great sight to see. And I want you guys to stick with me here. I have a like kind of out there opinion, but I really believe it entirely with my entire being. I fully believe this thing that I'm about to say. I believe that Pat Spencer is a better two-sport athlete than Michael Jordan was.
Okay.
I mean, he was the Heisman equivalent of a lacrosse player in college.
Okay. I don't know where to go with that one.
He's a better two-sport athlete than Michael Jordan. Well, there's a guy by the name of Brian Jordan who everyone references Dion and Bo Jackson.
Of course.
Brian Jordan was like a legit baseball and football player.
Right.
I don't know if you do even know the name Brian Jordan.
No, I could go like Jeff Samardzija. I can go like Tony
Samardzija's
Gonzalez.
Good.
Like,
Brian Jordan, a Braves and Dodger legend.
There you go.
Yes.
Okay.
That was the most passionate call about Pat.
I loved it. My guy was ready to cry. And he's like, I believe this to my soul. Pat Spencer is a better two-way athlete than Michael Jordan. Please save that call.
I try to talk him off that. I'm just like, are you sure you really want to call him in? Like, you can pick any other athlete to compare him to. He's like, nope, hey, Michael Jordan.
Hey, Jordan.
I'm like, Oscar, you sure about this? And he's like, yep, I want it.
Jordan hitting like whatever 220 in the minors for the Barons. Do you know who the coach was?
No, who was it?
Tito Francona.
That's right. Terry Francona was.
When you look at the swing, Jordan's swing was so bad in baseball.
So awful.
I don't know how he batted over 200.
Right.
I really don't.
Just grit. That's why.
Give him
toughness.
A tennis racket.
That's right.
Give him a tennis. Actually, the greatest two-sport athlete of all time, and it's a multi-sport athlete, is Rick Barry. And I will go to my death. That man could hit a golf ball 300 yards during the crappy equipment era of golf. Could hit a tennis racket, elite pickleball player, could have played baseball.
I mean,
Rick Barry's one of the greatest athletes of all time.
I mean, I don't mean to go steiny on everyone and go like old man, but it's Jim Thorpe. I mean, well, come on. I mean Mr.
Okay,
America.
Thanks.
It's Jim Thorpe.
I mean, yeah.
Stop.
Another good one is Mookie Betts.
There you go.
Mookie Betts is a good one.
Shout out.
Matt
Kemp. There you go. Speaking of Pat Spencer, you want to know where that toughness, you want to know where it comes from, Joe? Let's take a listen.
I think it's lacrosse, and I think it's a little bit just being off in the head. My brother and I have been going at it for years. So, grow up in a household with three brothers. You learn to fight. If you're willing to kill your brother over a game of pickup, a dude on the other side of the lines is going to get it.
Oh, that was best with Bonte Festus and Molly, all those guys at NBC Sports Bay Area.
Sentence of all time. Anyone who grew up with brothers, cousins, whatever.
Sure.
Like, if you're the youngest, you were born in the bottom of the depths.
Oh, you're bred early. Like, I was bullied with five older brothers as soon as I could start walking and talking. And that just, you know, I feel like Bane a little bit when he got five older brothers. That's what happens. And then he got one little brother, so you have to pick on him because he got no one else to pick on. So there you go. Love you, Mikey, if you're listening.
Pat Spencer, the greatest tweet was last night. Someone put it out. I retweeted it. Pat Spencer is the Michael Jordan of TJ McConnell's.
And okay, I was dying. Stop at the Michael Jordan stuff right now. Guy, but
just give the guy his day. Today is Pat Spencer. I need Daniel Lurie. Get the mayor on the phone.
Why
I
need Daniel Lurie to announce
today is Pat Spencer day forever
San
Francisco.
Cut the ribbon. Where are we going to go at?
Get this man a key to the city.
Do they actually get
what
like a
what is going
key?
On here?
Dude, if you didn't like jump out of your chair when he hit the running hook shot over Gobert, Pat Spencer, my boy. I know Carter could hear me even though he was in class. He could hear me from my house into the classroom screaming, I've always been a Pat Spencer guy.
I know. They got Anthony Edwards, but we got Pat Spencer. Brendan is in SF, wants to talk about that game last night. 99-88. We're reacting all day long right here on 95.7 The Game. Warriors improved to 1-0 in the Western Conference semis over the Minnesota Timberwolves, but might have to do it without Stephen Curry going forward. We